Well, I may not be at the London Coffee Festival today, Saturday, the 2nd of May, but I have been the two industry days. I've been at the Old Truman Brewery for the London Coffee Festival and had an amazing time meeting a lot of new roasters that I hadn't met before, old faces, of course, as well. And this London Coffee Festival, my God, it's growing and growing and growing every year. What a buzz in there. But I'm very excited because today, in the peaceful surroundings of Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, I can just cup coffees that I was given yesterday. In fact, I had a very nice encounter yesterday with Dan from the Isle of Wight, who, well, his company is called Island Roasted, and as I was interested in a Dietrich roaster, Jamie, who is Dietrich UK, sent me over to Dan, who's got a 2.5 kilo Dietrich there, and we were able to roast together. And I've got some green beans, DR Wakefield, that I know very well as well. Of course, you who listen to me quite a lot, you will know that I do sample roast here as well at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. And DR Wakefield always keen to send me some green beans. And in fact, that particular bean that we roasted yesterday at the London Coffee Festival with Dan from Island Roasted is a bean that I know very well because I've roasted it myself. It is the Suarez bean. So, if I'm mistaken, it is from Colombia. And it'll be interesting to see that. Hopefully my memory bank will still be active enough to remind me once I cup this one how maybe it compares to what the other Suarez that I've roasted myself was. The other thing is I've also met Horsham Coffee Roasters for the first time, Bradley, and they were on the La Mazzocca Artisan stand pulling shots all day. No, not all day, but the first day in the morning session, and that was great. So I've got a Tanzanian here from him, Utengule Uzongwe, from the Southern Highlands. This is an altitude of 1642 above sea level, varietal N39 and KP423. It's a fully washed Arabica bean, of course. And, well, the tasting notes that Bradley's put on there, Horsham Coffee Roaster, is delicious and well-balanced, lovely citrus, red berry flavors. So something to look forward to. The other thing is I've got Modern Standards, Yukro. This is an Ethiopian coffee. Again, a coffee that I'm familiar with, that I have tasted roasted by Campbell and Syme. So that's interesting. So Modern Standard, new coffee roasters, but not new faces. Lindsay Harley, Q Grather, a champion in cupping, a very, very well-known and respected lady in the coffee industry. So she set up her her bespoke and huge roastery, actually. So very interested to taste that coffee as well. That is actually a washed and sun-dried. It's the varietal is various heirloom coffees. As you know, Ethiopia has so many different Arabica varietals, but they're all wild, but they all come under the heirloom varietals. So this will be extremely interesting, of course, to see. So I'll be grinding and I'll be cupping. So I'm going to put this on hold, do the noisy bit, and then start sniffing and evaluating. So you can still be present at the less noisy bit, which is the weighing up of the beans. So for a cupping, 12 grams of coffee, coarsely ground. And I've got the luxury of having two grinders here. One for espresso, the Malkönig Vario, which is a beautiful roast, beautiful grinder. And then the Barazza Encore, which I only use for filter coffees and for cupping. So yeah, these beans look all right. This is the Yukro now that I'm doing. So very familiar with the Yukro, Ethiopian, Jimma region, Western Ethiopia. And imported by Falcon Speciality. Again, very familiar with them. So many roasters use them now, including Fürthcafé in Vienna as well. And, well, loads of good artisan roasters here in the UK. I can think of Extract. I can think of Campbell and Syme. I can think of Caravan. I can think of Clemson's and Son. Who else can I think of? I've had five different ones. A lot of artisan roasters now use them, and they do great things. So now, putting them in the Bad Sound Core, but pausing again. That's going to be really noisy. I'll tell you, nothing nicer than the smell of freshly ground coffee. Unbelievable. So I've all ground them all. I'm now in the dry state. I'm just going to evaluate them in the dry state. It already smells totally different. So let's go for the Suaves. Quite nutty, actually, that one. Quite spicy, nutty. Tanzania. Extremely sweet and fruity. Very berry-like, actually. Already in the ground evaluation. Amazing. And now, the Yucro. Yeah, that smell comes back. Very sweet as well. Maybe not as juicy sweet. More kind of a syrupy sweetness. Quite intense, quite deep, that flavor. Beautiful, beautiful. So pouring over the grinds, used filtered water, descaled actually my kettle this morning. It's never full of scale because I always look at it very carefully. But an important thing also, so that you really don't get any of this fluffy kind of residue in your kettle that's building up. So be sure. I usually decant it into a stainless steel jug and then pour over the grinds gently, but yet with a bit of a... not as gentle as I would if I'm doing a V60 or any other brewing method. This is a steeping method, actually, so a bit different. It's very, very gentle, and all the aromas are now trapped under the crust that has formed. And I'm going to put my timer on. It's going to be 4 minutes that they're going to be infused here. And then, along the way, still evaluating, sniffing, see what's trapped here. They do smell different. They do smell different. Really, still this nuttiness, the strength from the Suarez. Definitely coming through. I mean, not overpoweringly so, but totally different to the Tanzania. Now, maybe not the fairest comparison, not only because the origins are so different, but also... the Suarez only roasted a day ago, and the others, the Horsham Coffee on the 21st of April and the Yucro Modern Standard on the 20th of April. So those two, maybe from the roasting point of view, very acceptable. But it's good also to actually monitor your beans and cup them as they go along as well. So still very interesting. Totally different, these beans, and I so encourage you to do that. Grab coffees from our artisan roasters, freshly grind them, different origins, different processes maybe, and just hone your smell senses and your palate. It's so fascinating. I want to let them steep now. Of course, it's also interesting to do the same country, maybe the same farm, different lots, same varietals, but same origin, same soil. I mean, all these things are so fascinating, because the better you get, the subtler you will understand the nuances and differences that this little coffee seed, the bean is a seed as well as being a bean, can actually produce. So going in for my slurps. Colombian Suarez. Quite a lot there, I must say. Quite kind of, I wouldn't say aggressive, but there's a lot there. Going over to Tanzania, light, fruity, juicy, delicious. Yucro, sweet, more jammier, more mouthfeel. Very interesting to really always pay attention to mouthfeel. How heavy is it on your palate? Compare it with milk is heavier than water, for example. That's what we talk about when we say mouthfeel. Very easy to equate that. Going back to Suarez. Yeah, I mean, compared to the other two, quite aggressive. Now, to be fair, we're just trying out the Dietrich. Dan wasn't so familiar with that. He just set it up there. So probably not a true representation of the Suarez. Definitely not a true representation because I know it. It wasn't as aggressive, was more mellow, was more rounded when I roasted it. I looked back actually at my log sheets. It was back in, what's the date on there? In 2014. So 26 of the 7th. This is when I roasted it. But just here on the cupping table, I would say I love a juicy, light mouthfeel. So I really like the Horsham coffee. Tanzanian!